How did you? I think there were six former PA Raiders on your team. How'd that come about?
I'm not too sure. It just came out of the woodworks and ended up being six of us there. It was pretty cool, actually, how that happened.
Now, was this your first year with the Generals?
This was my first season, yes, with the Generals.
And
I ended up there in January.
What were your impressions of senior hockey when you first laced them up?
Well, I really didn't know what to expect. And then after my first game, I was really blown away how good the hockey was, actually. I didn't expect it to be how it was, and it was great hockey, and I loved it.
So your team obviously goes on a pretty good run. You take out Stony Plain, who they had Ryan Smith come out of retirement to play for them. You go on, and I wouldn't say just, you know, made the tournament look easy. Obviously, you win in overtime, so it was a great final for your team. But what went right, do you feel, for your team to win the Allen Cup in this tournament specifically?
I mean, we had some big games in the playoffs that I feel really helped us get ready for the tournament. I mean, going 7 with Innisfil, which we really didn't expect. I didn't myself, actually. And, you know, those really pushed us to be better and, you know, win those tight games, a few in overtime. We lost a few. And I feel those games kind of just made us ready for what we needed to do and kind of put us over the top and make us find ways to win games in overtime like we did in the tournament. So I feel the last kind of month really got ramped up, and we, you know, we did all the right things and it all worked out for us.
Now, did you know going into the game that back in 2009, you had Bentley, your organization had also beat the Prairie Thunder in the Allen Cup final in overtime 4-3. Did you know that going into the final?
I did not know that. I knew they beat them there, but I didn't know that it was an overtime and the same score.
Now, was there any guys on your team who had played in 2009?
There was. I think there was 3 of them that won.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool to do that.
Well, it is. You know, 7 years apart, you face the same team. On the road both times in Steinbach, Manitoba. Like, it's kind of freaky. Now, a lot of people wonder, you know, why are guys playing, you know, senior manager? You know, sure, I know you get gas money and stuff, and obviously you're playing for the love of the game, and it's still contact, and, you know, there's still chance guys are losing teeth and different things like that. What was your motivation to play?
Mine, I miss the game, you know, when you do it for kind of your whole life and it's your job, and once you don't have it anymore, it's, you know, you miss it, and you miss just being around the guys and chatting in the room and, you know, battling for each other on the ice. So that was my motivation, was, you know, I'm going to go try this out, and if it works out, it works out, and if not, then, you know, I tried. But yeah, I loved it right away, and just to be back with the guys and just doing all the stuff you missed out on, and just being able to battle with each other and, you know, and go for a beer after and, you know, chat about the game.
Now, what are you doing outside of playing hockey? Where are you working full time?
I was recently just working in Red Deer at CREMAC for Jeff McInnes, our general manager.
Okay.
Now I'm back home right now and going to start farming here right away.
Now, are you going to go back and play in Bentley again next season?
I'm not too sure yet what I'm going to do here. Kind of weigh out my options here and figure out where I'm going to go. And, I mean, it's always in the back of my mind to go back there. So it was a great time and a great organization to be a part of.
Now, you spent a few years with the Stockton Thunder in the ECHL, and then, of course, I got some time with the Oklahoma City Barons during the lockout season that year. And then, of course, you went over and played in Germany and then had a brief time in the Swedish Elite League. When did you know that Europe just wasn't going to be for you, or is that something you still have aspirations to go back to Europe?
I think I kind of have the aspirations to go back now that I kind of got the itch to play again. So I'm kind of maybe thinking about doing that next year. So that's kind of an option. But yeah, so just figure this summer out and kind of go from there and maybe you know, put the skates on again and see how that goes.
So how long had you been off skates? Like a full year?
I was off like a year and a half of not playing, and then stepped into it in January and hit the gym a little bit and kind of got back into game shape as fast as I could.
Did you lose your love of the game? Is that why you stepped away?
No, I actually had some injury problems. Okay. So kind of, you know, I was ready to move on and start a career and kind of go from there. And then, you know, got this opportunity again and I went with it. So
now to go back over and to play in Sweden, obviously, do you do that yourself or do you have an agent that tries to set up a team with you?
I have an agent that kind of I've been talking to again lately and seeing what the options are and kind of decide which one's best for me.
Well, now you've been through that process before. Realistically, if you're going to get a contract in Europe, do you have to have one by June or July? How does it work to know for sure that you're getting a chance to go back there?
When I got mine, it was actually in April, so it was pretty early.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're kind of more, I feel like, they're earlier in the summer, and then maybe kind of the real top-end guys that kind of wait it out, they might be a little later in the summer, but I feel like most of them, you kind of know early summer kind of where you're going and what's happening, so.
And are the Bentley boat now, are you guys having a little team celebration you'll be going back to Bentley for?
I think we are. We might have a parade out in Bentley and have a little party and get together with the boys again.
Nice. And what are you farming right now?
We are grain farming. I'm out in Saskatchewan now.
Okay.
Back by Regina.
Outside Regina. How many hectares you got out there?
We are at, I think we got about 4,400 acres, so.
Oof. Nice.
Got a little bit of work ahead of us.
Yeah, that's some real time farming for sure. Well, enjoy it, Nathan, and congratulations on winning, but more importantly, finding the love of the game again.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.